I have a few questions for you that we can meditate upon and debate and all those kinds of good things. Anybody planning on going to the beach? Myrtle Beach. Okay. So, when you go to the beach, what are you thinking about, you know, you're going to do? What's at the beach? Yeah, a hotel. Okay. Well, I was thinking about sand and sun. You know, and nice weather and swimming and putting on a bathing suit. Did that occur to you? Okay. All right. Let me ask you another question. This is the second one. I keep these in order now. That was one. Here comes number two. A party. A birthday party. What do you think about when you think about going to a birthday party? Okay, well, I think about gifts. I think about, food and maybe balloons, maybe a cake and ice cream. Those are the kinds of things that I think about when I think about going to a birthday party. All right, let me do number three. Number three, graduation. What do you think about graduation? A lot of people. Yeah, a room full of people. Yeah, a celebration maybe? Yeah, the little hat with the flat thing on top. Marna board. Okay. Yeah, well, let me go through those again and let me see if we can come up with a different way of thinking. Okay, let's go back to the beach. Okay. So you're thinking about going to the beach and you get down there and lo and behold, there's a hurricane blowing. Yeah. Seashells are fun too. Well, you go to the beach and there's a hurricane blowing and the wind is howling and the waves are crashing on the beach. And you know that if you go into the water, what's going to happen? Get swept away. Exactly. Not what you expect and not what you hope for when you go to the beach, right? I've been at the beach in a hurricane. I tell you, it was no fun. Okay, let's go back to the second one. The party, the birthday party. Suppose you go to this birthday party and everything is going just wonderful. And then this girl comes in and she's all mad and she's yelling and she's screaming and she's carrying on and she's talking to people in a nasty way. And she goes over to the table that the cake is on and she throws it over, just tosses it on the floor, messes everything all up. Not what you would look for, right? No, nobody would like that. Okay, and go to graduation. We know that we're thinking about, going from being a graduate to maybe going to graduate school, going to college if you're in high school, graduating in high school, or doing something with your life and you're looking forward to a job maybe coming up. But suppose everything turns sour. Maybe you thought you had a scholarship and something happened to evaporate that, to make that go away so that you didn't get it. Or maybe you got hurt and you couldn't go. Or maybe there's a tragedy in the family, somebody died, or some terrible thing happened, and you were not able to do that. Or maybe you were thinking about getting a job, and suddenly the economy turned bad, and all the jobs dried up, and there was nothing there for you. And we'd call that, anybody know what you'd call that? I'd call it chaos. Oh, chaos. Well, if you stay around for a little while, I'm going to talk about that in the other sermon as well. But that's what we get sometimes when we're looking for something good. You know, I know that when you start school and you finish school, or you finish that particular part of your education, we need to realize that school that you go to, or college or high school, is not the beginning or the end of your education. That really you knew a lot of things before you even started school. Some of the most important things you already knew. You knew how to walk, right? That's pretty important. Being able to get around. You probably knew how to talk, right? You knew language. So that really, when you think about it, school is a stepping stone. Is advancing where you are to what you may want to become, to get a job, to go to another college, or something else. But there's a lot of other influences on your life. There's parents, and there's church, and Trinity, and there's God. There's all kinds of things that come into it that help you. And one of the things that you try to go to school for is to not only enjoy the good times, but to be able to deal with the bad times that are inevitable, the difficulties, the problems, the chaos that may come into your life. I want to remind you that faith is important, and our reading from Matthew 28, 16 through 20, is one of our other lectionary readings for today that I didn't read. It talks to us about obeying the teachings of God. That one of the ways that we get through life better and avoid and deal with conflicts and trials is making an effort to obey the teachings of God. And the teachings of God are very simple. It can really be summed up in a nutshell. Love God and love your neighbor. We're called upon to try to do the best that we can to get along with others. And then there's another reading for today, and that's 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 13, that tell us to put things in order. Keep things organized. Be agreeable with others and try to live peaceably with all. It also says that the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit will be with you. That's no small thing. To know that God will go with you. You will face trials. You will face difficult times in your life. But we believe that God will be with you, will help you walk through those circumstances which come our way. Let me have a prayer with you. Lord, we thank you for young people. We thank you for graduates. We thank you for the stepping stones that we take in life and where we end up. We pray that we might always look at education as something that never ends, but that we continue to learn and study and work towards accomplishing something, to be able to deal with whatever life throws our way. We pray that you will be with these young people as they take this journey in their life. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for coming.